Consequence Podcast Network.
A lot of people live in denial because they think that to be realistic is to be depressing.
I'm Dr. Mike, host of Going There.
It was the first song where I wrote about how I felt like my depression was killing me and I didn't want it.
Going There breaks the stigma of mental health issues by having real, honest conversations with your favorite musicians, including Alessia Cara, Lizzie Hale, Jewel, Jason Isbell, Gerard Way, Lauren Gray, Shamir, and Barty Strange.
There was something there that was so raw, where I was like, wow, I can't believe someone would say that.
Let's go there on Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network, every other Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Music festival landscape is vast and wide. Luckily, you have the What Podcasts by your side at all times. Which bands this year that matter? With Barry Corder, Brad Steiner, Lord Taco. Diving into the world of the music industry, music festivals, and everything in between. Another one starts right now. Welcome into the What Podcast, which bands this year that matter? Over the years, we have talked to countless bands, artists, and festival goers. Every now and then, we like to take a look back at some of the best moments of the What Podcast, five or so minutes, in what we call, cleverly, a high five. Another great moment from the What Podcast right now.
High five! Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
High five.
You're really good at this.
Yeah, I have no idea what's happening.
Well, you said something fascinating a second ago that you were the guinea pig and you didn't
yeah,
go
I said
into
I'm a
live...
guinea pig and I'm a turkey. So I've got right, that's yeah, no.
and that you don't go into live performances at all timid, but you don't really seem as though a kind of person that does anything very timid.
Not really. No. Yeah, maybe taking an eye exam.
Oh my God, that puff of air makes me cringe. I hate that puff of air.
I'm very timid in an eye exam.
Got it.
I have a question along those and totally shifting gears, just because I want to ask, because I just watched it before. Was it more difficult, totally shifting gears, more difficult to do the video for Release or to do the song? Because it's so emotional.
That video is just the most intense piece of work I've ever been a part of. And and really, you know, that thank you for the shift in gears, because I was just going over it yesterday. I reconnected with the director, Catherine Fordham, who, you know, when you go through the story of my life and then you hear that song, I think one thing that she picked up on was that the song is more about one specific moment in my life, but the video is about the whole thing, like the big picture. And she didn't really know my story. She just, I think, adapted the storytelling that she found and connected with in that song, but also on the whole album, Daylight. And I think she wrote it into the treatment for the video in such a thoughtful, profound way. And, you know, it took a long time to shoot the video. I had to train to be able to pull that boat across. Try pulling a boat full of water and seaweed across a sandy beach. Just give it a whirl. It's not super easy.
Well, that and to be able to cry on, I mean, there's a lot of acting going on in that.
I wasn't acting. That's the difference. Well, that moment was really spiritual. Also, because there had been these fires, you know, the Woolsey fires came really, really close to my home, and also took the home of a dear friend of mine. And we were right beneath where her house used to be. And, you know, having the fires blaze through, you know, in Southern California when they did, and watch it, the destruction, but also the recreation that it had caused, there was a pretty pivotal emotional moment as I'm dancing around this fire. And there's like fire marshals and police officers and like all kinds of people had to be there to make sure that everybody in Southern California knew that we had had a permit for the fire. Because fires are not really they're kind of frowned upon.
They're not a good idea.
They're not fun. That's for sure.
Not a good idea ever, but especially not in California.
But that made it even more emotional and special, I think, to be able to really, you know, have that.
Yeah, real quick, by acting, I didn't mean like pretending, because it was clear it was emotional. I just meant there's a lot of emotion
absolutely. And very little makeup and hair, and you know, there was no wind machines, there's no fog machines, there's no magic tricks happening in that video. It really is happening as you're seeing it, and I think that was a profound choice as well, to just really let it be what it is and let my story speak for itself in many ways, just through the lyrics of the song, but also through the visuals.
And for those who don't know exactly your story, I don't want to go through it too much. I mean, you do such a wonderful job everywhere you go when you talk about this sort of stuff. But when the Nocturnals ended and your marriage did as well, and you went into your own isolation of sorts, right?
Yeah, I did the lockdown before the lockdown, because I didn't know about that there was going to be a lockdown later. Yeah. I should have saved it.
You were well practiced. Let's just put it that way. You're well practiced.
Yeah. No, my relationship in my personal life as well as in my public life fell apart in front of everybody. And it was a really, really difficult thing. And it was also, it happened mainly because I wasn't able to separate my music career from my real life, because they were completely entangled. And I also wasn't able to separate the pain that I was feeling from music. So I kind of blamed music for all of the things that had gone wrong, and backed away from music in every possible way. And when I say that, I mean, like, I called my management and I was like, I'm done. I called Benny, my guitarist and my dear friend, and said, like, I cannot promise you when or if this is going to come back again. And that and then there was 3 years that went by with very little thought or, you know, discussion as to what was going to happen next.
And it didn't worry you? It didn't scare you?
Oh, it scared the crap out of me, of course. Yeah, no, I was really, I was devastated. And when you're broken like that, it's weird how time just kind of goes into a warp. But I had other things to be scared about too, like getting restraining orders and going to court. And, you know, there were other issues and dramatic things occurring in my life that took precedence over that. And in the midst of all that as well, having this incredible blossoming love with the love of my life, and now my husband, Eric Valentine, there was just no room, no space for me to share any of that with the outside world. It was very intense.
Consequence Podcast Network.